Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words abandoned and dilemma.
At the lair of the sinister Dr. Two Brains, a rousing game of Go Fish is going on.
I miss the boss. When do you think he'll come home from prison?
How's about now? Miss me?
Boss! Oh, you escaped!
Well, I didn't want you guys to think I'd abandoned you. Little help here?
Oh, sure.
So, you guys up for a little homegrown havoc?
That's not a card game, is it?
What? No! Havoc means trouble, chaos!
Oh, yeah, sure.
But before we do, I've just got one thing I need to take care of first.
What is it, boss?
Well, I've been thinking. I'm tired of going to prison. You still with me? I think I'm going to let the mouse brain completely take over for a little while.
Huh?
Well, Squeaky, that's my mouse brain, is easily the more devious of the two brains. Trust me on this.
Okay.
Squeaky was an evil mouse, and I fused his brain onto my brain in order to become, yeah, Dr. Two Brains. So I'm going to put Squeaky's evil mouse brain in charge. Oh, he'll shake things up a little.
But, boss, don't you think we should think this over a little more?
No thinking. This is going to work. I should be going into a trance anyway.
Okay.
Squeaky wants cheese! Humans bring Squeaky to cheese! Squeaky takes cheese! Squeaky eats cheese! No!
Meanwhile, at Word Girl's spaceship hideout...
Seriously, if I knew he was going to win, I never would have agreed to do a Word Girl synonym contest in the first place. Yeah, I know it was good press. But did the grand prize winner have to be TJ?
We're here, aren't we? We're actually in Word Girl's secret hideout!
Yes, you're here.
Word Girl!
Uh-huh.
I'm your absolute biggest fan. That's why it was so easy for me to win the contest. All I had to do was come up with the most synonyms for awesome. Like how sensational it would be for you to give me a private tour of your amazing secret hideout. Awesome!
Yep, great.
That's another synonym for awesome. It smells exactly as I imagined it would. A little bit of justice with just a hint of monkey.
Okay, so shall we begin the tour?
What's that?
It's the crime computer. It looks like Dr. Two Brains is on a cheese rampage. Come on, Huggy. Word!
Wait, what about me? I'm the grand prize winner.
Oh, right. Here's a dilemma. Well, listen, TJ, I hate to abandon you, but I really need to take care of this, so can you just sit tight until I get back?
Sure. Just let me take this blindfold.
No, stop the... You have to leave the blindfold on.
Why? Oh, because if the villains know that I know the whereabouts of your secret hideout, that'd make me a target for those villains who want to know where your hideout is so they can attack you.
Yeah.
Then this blindfold shall stay over my eyes until forever. Or at least till you get back.
Actually, I just didn't want him playing with all my stuff.
I shall be here when you return in your secret hideout. Oh! okay. I'm okay.
Meanwhile, at the grocery store...
Yes, humans, yes! Spiky Wop, all cheese! You take all cheese! Take!
Yeah, okay, boss. We...
Take!
We...
All cheese!
We are!
Hey, Dr. Two Brains, henchmen. So how about you make this easier on all of us and just surrender?
Human brain would surrender, but human brain not the bossy boss now! Squeaky brain in charge!
What's going on?
Well, Dr. Two Brains was tired of going to jail, so he's letting the mouse brain take over for a little while.
Oh, because the mouse brain was always the more evil of the...
Wait! Hey! Stop!
Hey! Squeaky!
Squeaky! Squeaky!
Hey! Stop! Hey! He's moving too fast, Huggy! Nowhere to run now, Dr. Squeaky Brains!
Oh, no! Human girl, too smart for Squeaky! Human girl win!
Technically, I'm not a human girl. More of an alien, really. I mean, I come from a planet and it's not here.
Anyway, Squeaky give up.
That's right. I told you.
Or maybe human alien girl not win!
Huggy, help! No, wait! Capture Two Brains first! No, wait! Help me first! You're right. This is a real dilemma. Oh, well, a dilemma is a situation in which none of the choices seem good. In this case, you have a dilemma because your choices are to save me from this foam and let Two Brains get away, or capture Two Brains and abandon me to the foam.
Anyway, we should go. Good luck, monkey.
Huggy! Thanks, Huggy. I hate to say it, but Squeaky's brain may be right. He is more evil and more devious than before. And he may be too much for us to handle.
Our cheese! Our cheese! Not your cheese! My cheese! Get your own cheese, humans! Not enough cheese! Ooh, Squeaky got an evil idea. If Squeaky get rid of human girl forever, then nobody stops Squeaky from taking all cheese in world!
Squeaky brain, boss. Getting rid of Word Girl forever?
Cheese, cheese, cheese!
Okay! Boy, this is a dilemma. Do we follow Squeaky and get rid of Word Girl, which seems kind of wrong, or do we go against the boss? You said it, Charlie. You said it.
Back at Word Girl's spaceship hideout.
Hey, Word Girl.
Oh.
Anyway, you're back, so I can finally take this blindfold.
Hello, human alien girl! It is I, Dr. Squeaky! Meet me at abandoned warehouse!
I don't mean to be nitpicky, but your warehouse isn't abandoned if you're in it. The very definition of abandoned is to leave something empty or alone. So if the warehouse was really abandoned, you wouldn't be in it.
Human alien girl thinks she's so smart! Dr. Squeaky is smarter than silly red pajamas, girl!
Pajamas? Come on, Huggy!
This blindfold is chafing. I better take it off.
No!
Uh-huh.
So be on the lookout!
Nothing on planet can break this cage! Humans! This big goop ray turned one of you into goop!
You wouldn't!
I would! You choose, Pajama Girl! Should Squeaky turn monkey into goop? Or you into goop? Pajama Girl have big dilemma!
Oh, no. What will Word Girl choose? Will she sacrifice herself to save Captain Huggy Face? Or will she abandon Huggy just to save her own neck?
Zap Huggy.
Wait, what?
I choose to save myself. Turn Huggy into goop.
Well, I thought you'd have to think about it a little longer.
Nah.
Machines ready, humans!
Okay.
Planet can break that cage. Well, guess what? I'm not from this planet. Ha! That's right, Huggy. I had a hunch that Squeaky was so evil that whatever I chose, he would do the opposite. So I knew that if I chose to save myself, he would turn me into goop instead.
Squeak! Squeak!
Hey!
Wow! Humans, what you doing?
We don't really like you, Squeaky. You're creepy and really mean to us. And we want our old boss back. We feel abandoned.
All right. right. Squeaky, go back to being second brain. But you will miss Squeaky when Squeaky gone.
Not likely.
What happened? What's going on? Did our team win? Oh, guess not.
It's great to have you back, boss.
Oh, that's very nice. Where have I been? Oh, okay. Huggies.
You know, for hardened criminals, they can be so cute. PJ? PJ?
You rang? May I offer you a refreshing chocolate milk?
What? How are you doing that?
I memorized the layout of the place. My other senses are picking up the slack.
That's not possible. You must have taken off the blindfold. Wow! Sorry I doubted you, TJ. Well, are you ready to take that thing off now?
Oh, the blindfold? Nah, it's funny, but I want to remember your hideout just like this. In here. And here. And here. And in here. And...
Okay, we get it.
Don't be sad, Word Girl. I'll be back. There's another contest next week. I have to write an essay about why Word Girl is the best hero the world has ever known. First prize is another tour of your hideout.
Huggy!
And so, once again, Word Girl solves a villainous dilemma without making Captain Huggy Face or TJ feel abandoned.
Whoa, I got that. Got it.
How is he doing that?
I have no idea. A little creepy, though, huh?
I'll say. Anyway, join us again next time for another super pow bang blam episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is binoculars. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Tommy, give it a shot.
Binoculars are a device used to make things that are far away look bigger, like Toby was doing in that last clip.
That's correct. Toby's binoculars are very similar to the pair I use when I go birdwatching. I'm organizing a trip this weekend. Would any of you like to come? Imagine sitting motionless in the middle of a field, completely silent, waiting to get a quick glimpse of a bird that may or may not show up.
I have ballet class.
Me too.
Well, don't worry, I'll be sure to arrange another birdwatching trip that's convenient for everyone.
Super.
Well, anyway, congratulations, Tommy. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. A gift certificate for a bird-watching trip with Beau Handsome. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Today's featured words are ridiculous and assume.
Just another relaxing afternoon at the Botsford residence. Becky and TJ work together on a jigsaw puzzle. Fun.
You know, when I was your age, I thought puzzles were really hard, too.
Huh? Oh, uh-huh.
You're probably thinking, this will never get done. Well, don't worry, little brother. I'm here to help you.
That's okay. I'm good at puzzles.
Stop right there, Mr. Big.
Did I leave Mom's car door open this afternoon? Are you going to be okay without my help?
Becky, I just said I'm really good at puzzles.
Of course you are, you little... you. Wait! Stop right there, Mr. Big! Oh. Looks like you've got it all under control. I guess I just assumed I was needed here because there was trouble and, you know, I'm a superhero.
No thank you, ma'am. We've got it this time.
Leslie, better put a hold on all my evil plans. I'll be gone for a while, and there's no way you could possibly carry them out without me.
Well, I actually end up doing a lot of the work anyway, so I'm pretty sure I could pull it off.
You! That's ridiculous. But thanks for the laugh.
What?
Oh, sorry, that's me. Ridiculous is when something makes no sense and is also kind of silly. Like right now, Mr. Big thinks Leslie is being ridiculous because he thinks she can't do anything without him.
Oh, ridiculous. I like it. Thank you, Word Girl.
No problem. Nice to be needed. Sorry, but that is what he meant by it. I happen to think he's the one who's being ridiculous.
I can't pull off an evil plan. Well, we'll just see about that. Attention, all employees of Mr. Big Enterprises. You are now all my assistants. Time for phase one.
Later, back at Jigsaw Puzzle Headquarters.
Okay, TJ, I'm back and ready to help you with Woe. You did all that on your own?
Yes, I said I was good at puzzles.
Oh my goodness, look how far you two have gotten. Becky, it is so nice of you to help your younger brother with that puzzle.
Lucky, but I've done all the work. Why does she assume that I need your help?
Because I'm older and I have more puzzle experience. Hey, good job, TJ. See, puzzles aren't so hard. Heard a squirrel on the roof. Better check.
Meanwhile, in town, Leslie's assistants are really keeping Word Girl and Huggy busy. Every time she tries to stop one crime...
Stop right there!
There is already another crime that needs stopping.
Oh, hey! Oh, wait! You also stop right there! Hey, where are you guys going? Why is there such a ridiculous amount of crime happening all at once? I'm getting too old for this.
Release me. Must complete phase three.
Phase three? Phase three of what?
The plan.
Pink fur? Mind control? Sounds like one of Mr. Big's plans. But he's in jail. Who else would try to pull off a Mr. Big-like plan?
Leslie. Master Leslie.
Better check it out. Word up!
Meanwhile, back at the Botsford home, TJ bravely works on the puzzle by himself.
Becky left you all alone with this difficult puzzle. Just pretend I'm Becky. Hey, I wonder where this piece goes.
That piece goes there.
Meanwhile, back at Leslie's lair.
Hold it right there, Leslie!
Word Girl, I've been expecting you.
Whoa, what's with the mask? Leslie, what's going on? Why are people all over town stealing pink fur and feathers? What, are you building a giant squishy bunny or something? Squidgy bunny.
How did you know that?
Why, I was joking. Really? Isn't that kind of ridiculous?
Maybe. But Mr. Big assumed I couldn't do anything without him, but look at me now. I've almost completed my evil plan of building a giant, squishy, bunny.
Building a giant, squishy bunny isn't really that evil.
I know that. No one will suspect my giant bunny. It will be so big and so cute that people won't be able to look away, and once they're all staring at it, zap, mind control. Mwahahahahahaha.
Well, you forgot about one thing. Me! And Captain Huggy Face, too!
No, I have a plan for you two. Two. Assistance attack!
Ah! We're outnumbered! Let's get out of here, Huggy!
Mwahaha.
With the city in danger from Leslie's evil plan, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face are forced to seek help from Mr. Big.
Word Girl, thanks for coming to see me. I am so bored.
Sure, no problem. So you must be pretty mad at Leslie, huh?
Well, yes, I am. No, I'm not.
I assumed you'd heard. You know, she's building the most powerful mind control device ever out of a giant squishy bunny.
What?
Yeah, she keeps saying she's going to outbig Mr. Big.
That's ridiculous. No one can outbig Mr. Big. That's why I'm called Mr. Big.
Well, That's what I heard. It's a good plan, too. She's using the adorable bunny to attract people, and then zap! Everyone's under her control.
Oh, wow. That's good. That'll work.
I know. I guess soon the whole town will be saying, Leslie is our master. She is so smart.
Stop that. She's not that smart.
Leslie is bigger than Mr. Big.
Hey, that's not true. Stop it.
No, only Leslie controls us now.
I don't want to live in that world. I must stop Leslie.
Nah, it's too late.
No, it's not. There is a master control for all mind control devices. I'll show you.
I don't know.
Please, I can help.
Okay.
Meanwhile, atop Mr. Big's skyscraper, Leslie's giant squishy bunny has already attracted quite a crowd below.
Oh, man, that's adorable. I want to squish that.
Word, girl. It's too late. In just a moment, the whole city will be under my command. Wah-ha-ha, ha-ha-ha-ha.
Leslie, that laugh makes you sound ridiculous. Did you really think that you could? Squishy bunny. Oh, Leslie, I am with you. You win.
Excellent. Assistance attack.
Hey!
Leslie, how did you get it so squishy?
Just a combination of fur and feathers.
Oh, right. Right. Good thinking.
Okay, Huggy, maybe if we move in opposite directions, you can get free.
Hey, Leslie, let's partner up. Together, we can become big.
Wow.
Mwah.
Ha ha.
Mwah ha ha.
Mwah ha ha.
Mwah ha ha. My remote!
What's going on?
Leslie was using mind control on all of you to help her with her evil plan.
Oh.
No, wait. It was her idea. What are you so smiley about?
You assumed I couldn't do a big evil plan on my own, but I did.
Oh, okay. To assume is to believe something is true even when you don't have any proof. For example, since Leslie was always helping Mr. Big with his evil plans, he assumed she couldn't do it by herself. Oh, you're right, Huggy. I did do the same thing as Mr. Big when I assumed TJ couldn't do that puzzle without me. I better get back home.
Ho-ho! Look who decided to drop by, right when I'm about to finish the puzzle.
TJ, I'm sorry for assuming you needed my help.
Oh, we're missing a piece.
Oh, I have it. I accidentally took it with me when I went to go check on the squirrel. Sorry about that.
You look at that. You finished. Becky, it was so nice of you to help TJ with this big project.
Actually, TJ really completed the puzzle without my help. This is the only piece I put in.
Really?
Yeah. TJ deserves all the credit.
TJ, I am so impressed.
Me too. We assumed you needed our help, but we were wrong.
Oh, it's okay, Becky.
Good, because we wouldn't want you to do something ridiculous to prove you could do it yourself. Right. I guess you had to be there.
I got it, Becky. Very funny.
And so, once again, Word Girl saves the day from Leslie and her ridiculously large squishy bunny. And I'm sure I'll see you all next time for another... Oh, see what I just did? I assumed you would be here next time. Sorry. Please join us next time for another amazing adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Tommy, you correctly defined the word binoculars. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yep.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for binoculars. A shot, Tommy.
It's number two. Huggy is using his binoculars to spot something important on the ground.
Correct! Huggy is good with binoculars, which will come in handy when he and I are birdwatching this weekend. Tommy, you're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won. An official Beau Handsome birdwatching hat. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
She rescues the city from certain doom. She crushes villains' evil plans with one swift move. And she still has time to play with her unicorn collection. Watch Word Girl only on PBS Kids Go. Word up!
Captain Huggy Face, show us what mystified means. That's right, mystified means to be puzzled by a situation. Congratulations, Huggy! Mystified. Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!